judul pembahasan kita sepanjang anybody still remember the topic, the theme of our discussion so far? I mean, it's about what? Personal what? Transformation, ya? Revival. Revival or transformation that we can have. Jadi perubahan dalam kehidupan yang dapat terjadi dalam kehidupan kita. And we have started with one topic. Anybody remember? Yeah. Okay, that's for today. Ada yang masih ingat pelajaran kita waktu yang lalu? About what we hear, apa yang kita telah apa ya? Ya, oke, ya tentunya we are based on the only one verse, the topic ya. Yeah. Ya, yeah, we are talking about the spiritual transformation ya, yeah, transformation that we have, and then it is based on the text in John 3 verse 16. Ya, yeah, only based on John 3 verse 16. Personal transformation because of what God will do, apa yang Tuhan akan lakukan. And this is very important. This text is very important because here, according to Mrs. White, from when Jesus spoke to Nicodemus, pada saat Yesus berbicara dengan Nicodemus pada malam hari itu, he unfolded the plan of salvation and his mission to the world. Dia sedang memaparkan rencana keselamatan dan tugasnya apa? Ke dunia ini. And in that very text, in that discussion, in that very text, we have fully step by step, yeah. So in that discussion, Jesus gives step by step. Dan ini dikatakan apa? Selain step by step, fully dikatakan apa? Lengkap, lengkap. Apa yang ditulis dari dari Yohanes 3:16, what is written in John 3:16 is full and what? Complete, step by step. And we have started with that the first step that we need to know is we need to hear the heartbeat of God. We have studied what the word love, the world, and he gave. Kita sudah lihat bahwa pada saat kita mempelajari tentang keselamatan pribadi kita ataupun transformasi dalam kehidupan kita, maka kita harus mendengarkan apa? Jantung Tuhan. What is that? What does that mean? The heartbeat of God. The desire of God. The things that God focus. And he focus on love. Fokusnya adalah kasihnya. Dia ingin mencintai kita. Dia ingin supaya cintanya, bukan ingin mencintai kita. Dia sudah mencintai kita. He has loved us. He has loved us. And last Sabbath we study about that his heart beating with everlasting love. Jantung Allah itu apa ya? Berdetak dengan apa? Kasih yang apa? Kekal. Berdetak dengan apa? Ever seeking love. He seek the world. Always looking, dia mencari dunia ini, dan the heart of God, dan hati Allah itu berdetak dengan apa? Ever giving love. Dengan kasih yang selalu apa? Memberi. He gave. It was his gift. Dan seperti yang saudari Gladys nyatakan, Gladys has mentioned, what is the topic for this Sabbath? The topic this Sabbath, after we discuss about the heartbeat of God, hearing the heartbeat of God, we will be seeing, now instead of hearing, gantinya kita melihat apa ya, mendengarkan, sekarang kita akan melihat, we will be seeing the heart need of humanity. Kita akan melihat kebutuhan mendasar dari apa? We will be seeing the heartbeat of humanity. We will see instead of hear. Why is it that we need to see our heart? Can anybody see their heart? Ada orang bisa lihat hatinya? Okay. Can you see what I'm thinking? Now, dapatkah Anda melihat apa yang sedang saya pikirkan? When I see your face one by one, can you see? Can you even hear? Can you even know what I am thinking of you when I see one by one? Okay? No, you cannot. Yeah? When you see yourself in the mirror, sometimes when I see myself in the mirror, then I'm in trouble. Who is this guy? Siapa ini orang ini? Siapa dia? Pendeta Fistak. Ya. Berarti bisa-bisa dia muncul ke apa? Pendeta Fistak, martu kelakuan. Kasihan. Karena, ya, do we really know us? Adakah kita mengetahui siapa diri kita sendiri? Ya. So, we need to focus on God's love. Ya, we need to focus on God's love. Kita sudah pelajari, we have studied, dan kita harus memfokus kepada kasih Allah. For God so loved the world. Because the love of God is different than the love of our parents. The love of God is different than the love of human being. Right? Kita sudah tahu itu ya. And because we God's love that only God can give, the reason is, kenapa kita membutuhkan kasih Allah? Because there is a deep need. Kita membutuhkan kasih Allah, we need the love of God because there is a deep need in our heart. Okay? Ada yang kita butuhkan. And what is that the thing that we need? Well, this is it. Mari kita baca kembali ya. Can you read in English? Or yeah, you'll be reading in English, I'll be reading in Indonesia. Karena begitu besar kasih Allah akan dunia ini, sehingga ia telah apa? Mengaruniakan anak yang tunggal, supaya apa? Setiap orang yang percaya kepadanya tidak apa? Tidak binasa, melainkan beroleh hidup yang apa ya? Beroleh hidup yang kekal. So, whosoever, who here? Siapa yang dibilang di sini? Siapa saja? Everybody. Yeah? Everybody, not just me, not just the elder, but everybody, all of us. For us to do what? Panggilannya untuk kita melakukan apa sekarang? Yeah. What is the thing that we need to do here? Whoever what? Siapa yang apa? Yang percaya. Siapa yang percaya? To believe. Yeah. What happen if we don't believe? Apa yang terjadi kalau kita tidak percaya? We will perish. Kita akan binasa. Kita akan binasa. So, life and death issues. Yeah? What we are going to study now is life and death issues. Yang kita akan pelajari saat ini adalah masalah isu hidup mati. Ya? Masalah hidup atau mati. We need to believe so that we will not die. Yeah? Now, the question is, kenapa dikatakan whosoever, supaya setiap orang, can just not anybody believe? Dapatkah kita katakan bahwa semua orang akan percaya? Can we say that? Can we say that semua orang, can we say that everybody will surely believe? Semua orang akan percaya Yesus? Kenapa? Kenapa tidak? Why not? Karena itu pilihan. What else? Are we born to believe in God now in the world, in the sinful world? Are we born to believe God? Apakah kita sekarang dilahirkan untuk percaya Tuhan? Tidak ya. Kalau kita dilahirkan untuk percaya Tuhan, if we are born to believe, then this text is wrong. This text is that we need to make, like Neta Muda terus katakan, decision. We have to make a choice. Yeah? Why? We are not born to believe. Our natural condition is that we do not believe in God. Unbelieving, not really unbelief, but unbelieving in God. And because of that, we deserve to die. And this is our natural. We will study this. We are naturally do not believe in God. Yeah. Naturally, we do not believe in God. We believe in ourselves. Because of sin. Because of sin. You see, what happened with when the baby was born? Apa yang bayi pertama kali dilakukan pada saat dia menangis? Kenapa dia harus menangis? Why would the baby cry? Because something, you know, something is not right. He wants something. He wants something. Yeah. He cried. He wants something. He did not experience something that he experienced in his mother's womb. Dia tidak mengalami satu pengalaman waktu dia berada di mana? Di kandungan ibunya. He wants something. And that's the reason why if you touch the hand of the baby, newly born, what will happen to the baby? He will grab. Yeah? The baby will grab. Yeah? The baby. So the natural condition of human being since we are born, kondisi kita sejak kita lahir adalah apa? Selfishness. Focus on me, not on God. No, it's all about me. I want to trust. I want to get what I want in my mother's womb. Saya mau memperoleh apa yang saya telah dapat di mana? Di kandungan ibu saya. Yeah. Di kandungan ibu saya. So everything think the focus is on me and me and me. What about me? What about my feelings, and so on and so forth? Yeah. So we are born unbelievers in a sense. Yeah. We are born unbelievers. Yeah. And we are replacing God. Manada, can you see any baby when they were born? Oh, I trust God. I mean, oh no. Raise his hand, raise or his or her hand, like praising God, hallelujah. No, everything is about me. And when we talk everything is about me, we deserve to die. Why we deserve to die? Because that's what the Bible says. The Bible says when we're born in this world, for the wages, the Bible says what? For the wages of sin is what? Is death. Tetapi kasih karunia Tuhan, but the mercy of God is the one that bring us life. Okay? So we are born sinful. Oh, what does it mean? What is it? Do you know what is sin? I mean, this is very thing that we always hear. Yeah? Apa itu dosa? What is sin, actually? What is definition of sin? Apa? Boleh ada yang tahu? Pelanggaran. Ya? Artinya, kalau kita bertindak, ya? Pelanggaran nanti kita apa ya? Bertindak. So, sin in most of our thinking is what we do or what we do not what? Or what we do not do. It's related to our behavior. Dosa seringkali karena kita pikirannya pelanggaran, maka itu dihubungkan dengan apa? Tindakan perbuatan kita, our behavior, what we do. Yeah? What we do. But the question is, what does really sin is, yeah? Is this really the definition of sin? Okay, you deserve to die, yeah? The Bible says. Yeah? So, we are going to study about sin based on this word. Whosoever, what? Believes in him should not, what? Perish. Because sin is related to our belief. Yeah? Not behavior. Okay? Belief. Not behavior. Okay, now let's say, we'll focus on that, yeah? Let's see, what is sin? Okay, you may see, let's go back to the earliest story of humankind. Mari kita kembali ke permulaan umat-umat Tuhan. Yeah? Then we can see what this sin is all about. Kita bisa melihat apa itu artinya. Yeah? Dosa, ya? Yeah? In Genesis, Kejadian 3:11-12, firmannya, siapakah ya? When God discovered about the sin of Adam and Eve, yeah? And God found them. They were hiding. Mereka bersembunyi. Tuhan temukan. Siapa yang memberitahukan padamu? Who told you that you were naked? Bahwa engkau telanjang. Apakah engkau makan dari buah pohon yang kularang engkau makan itu? Manusia itu menjawab, perempuan yang kau tempatkan di sisiku, dialah yang memberi dari buah pohon itu padaku. Maka ku makan. So the woman you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate. Okay? Now, many times when we talk about this text, pada saat kita bicara tentang ini, apa dosa itu? Oh, dosa itu pendeta. Sin is when we blame one another. Pada saat kita menyalahkan satu dengan lain. Okay, sin is about, yeah. Oh, sin is about doing something. That's why I ate the fruit. Itu kita buat dosa itu oleh sebab kita melakukan sesuatu. Kita makan buah. Okay? Kita makan buah. Okay, so sin is like that, yeah. But do you know what is really inherent, what is really the main issue before blaming? The main issue before eating, before blaming then eating, yeah? The woman also blamed the serpent, yeah. Wanita itu juga menyalahkan apa ya? Ular, ya. Yeah. So I do dialah. Yeah. So you see here, the problem when we sin, many times why we like behavior, because here we can compare ourselves with others. Pada saat kita fokus kepada tindakan, tindakan saya itu lebih bagus dari tindakannya Anda. Saya pendeta, saya punya tindakan. My action, my behavior is better than your behavior. Because sin, it's considered only sin of behavior. We look at other people. Ini perempuan, dia yang kasih kepada saya. Woman gave it to me. Jadi ada orang lain. We compare our sin with other people what? We with other people sin. But the point is, when we look only sin based on what others doing or what others has done to you, that make you do something, yeah, then we miss the point. Do you know what is the fundamental problem that they had? Apa fundamental? Anda tahu sebelum ayat ini, before this text, what did God say to them? Huh? Apa yang Tuhan katakan kepada mereka? Saya nggak mau tulis di sini. I want to you to remember. Sebelum Tuhan berkata, siapa yang memberitahukan padamu bahwa engkau telanjang? Apa pertanyaan Tuhan pertama kali? Where are you? Di manakah apa ya? Engkau. Kalau mereka bersama-sama dengan Tuhan, when they are with God, will they sin? When they are with God, will they sin? Oke, okay, waktu itu Adam lari, kan? Adam lari. Okay, maybe you are not always together physically with God. But what happened with them? They separate with God, not only physically, but what? But in their mind, God has been not with them. Tuhan tidak sedang bersama dengan mereka. Pada saat Tuhan tidak bersama dengan mereka, siapa yang bisa masuk? Setan. Makanya setan masuk ya. So their mind, like their bodies, wanders away from God. Pikiran mereka seperti tubuh mereka itu lalu dari Tuhan. When they discuss with the serpent, when Eve was discussing about eating with the serpent, Eve says, "Oh Lord, please." Eve even pray about it. Apakah dia berdoa? Tuhan boleh enggak ini ya? Ini makan buah ini? No. He saw the fruit. It was so enticing to her. She saw the fruit. It was so desirable. And then what? She sinned. She did not think about God. The mind. Her mind was not with God. Pikirannya tidak bersama dengan apa? Dengan Tuhan. And so, we will see the heart need. We will see now the heart need. Our need is that we need to focus on the first fact or first truth, that sin is more complex than what we often think. Sin is not just behavior. Dosa itu bukan hanya apa? Tindakan-tindakan kita. Bukan hanya karena kita lebih baik dari orang lain. But sin has deeper element in sin. Okay? What is the deepest element of sin? Tindakan kita atau apa? Di mana itu? Tindakan itu outside or inside? Outside. Behavior is outside. You can see. You do something or you don't do something. Behavior. Yeah? But sin is, first of all, the inside. The problem with us, we are unable to know sin as it is. Kita tidak sanggup melihat dosa itu seperti sesungguhnya. Kenapa? Mari kita lihat. The main problem with sin is that it is inside. Betapa liciknya hati. The heart is deceitful above all things. Ya? Sudah membatu. Siapakah yang dapat mengetahuinya? The question, we can know it. And what is the answer? Oh, pendeta Rantung tahu. Pendeta Rantung tahu hati saya. Pendeta Rantung tahu dosa saya. Can you say that? Do you know your own heart? Do we know our own heart? Dapatkah kita mengetahui hati kita sendiri? The Bible say we don't really know. They say many times we ask people, okay, what do you want? Say, I want this. Are you sure? Okay, no. I want this. Are you sure? Oh, no. I want that. We know what we want. Huh? Okay, so the point with this is that when we talk of sin as behavior, pada saat kita berbicara tentang dosa sebagai tindakan yang kelihatan di luar, kelihatan, oh dia nggak masuk gereja hari Sabat, dia bekerja pada hari Sabat, okay, it's behavior, okay? But many times we need to see sin not only from the outside, what we can see, but from the inside, from the hati, from the heart, is because there are two elements of sin. The first element of sin that we used to see, ini this is written by George Knight, yeah, a book written by George Knight, Sin and Salvation, judulnya adalah Dosa dan apa? Keselamatan. Seringkali di kita itu melihat dari segi dosa. When we look at sin, we look in the eyes or the perspective of kuantitatif. Kuantitatif itu apa? Kuantitatif, number, jumlah. Jumlah, ya. We look at jumlah. Jadi katakan apa? Pandangan kuantitatif tentang dosa, the quantitative view of sin, merely always leads to focus on the smallest unit of sin when one move from sin to righteousness. Makanya orang bilang, aduh pendeta, nanti kalau kalau kita mau mau dibaptis, I want to be baptized only when I'm able to stop smoking. Okay? If I'm able to finish this or that. And it is okay, it's good. You stop smoking or stop sinning and so on. But the problem is, you know, when we focus, so when I stop smoking, when I stop sinning, focus is on who? Me, right? Focus pada saya yang bisa buat itu dia. I can do that, oh yeah. So we try to focus on the sins that we can eradicate. Okay, dosa ini kita, aduh tadinya kita pancam guru, okay, sekarang ini ulangi dan lain sebagainya. We focus and finally we be able, okay, pendeta, so siap, so boleh dibaptis. Now I can be baptized because I'm all the sins already what? I'm able to overcome all the sins. That is quantitative numbers. And when this quantitative, I can compare myself. Oh, kita so siap dibaptis. I'm ready to be baptized because I think I'm better than Brahmi. Yeah, I'm Pastor Antung. I think I'm better than Brahmi. I'm better than whoever, Reagan, you know. Because we quantify our behavior. Okay, we quantify our behavior. We put number, my sin is smaller than your sin. Sin is bigger than mine. Dosamu itu lebih besar dari dosaku. Jadi aku sudah lebih apa? Tidak berdosa. I'm not no longer. But the point is, according to George Knight, don't look only on quantitative. Jangan hanya melihat dari pandangan kuantitatif. Lihatlah dari pandangan kualitatif. Yeah. Kualitatif itu apa? The qualitative approach to sin, instead of I'm looking on my sin is better than your sin, we look at what? We look towards sin and righteousness in the light of the quality of the relationship between people and their God and their neighbor. Jadi, melihat dosa, karena dosa dan kebenaran itu dalam terang apa? Kualitas hubungan antara manusia dan Tuhan dan apa? Sesama mereka. So instead of what I'm doing or what I'm not doing, but what about my relationship with my God? Lord, I know I'm struggling, yeah? I struggle with my sin, Lord. Please deal with me. Help me, Lord. I'm a sinner. I struggle with my sin. And other people think that my sin is so great. Saya orang berdosa, orang lain pikir dosa saya itu begitu hebat. Yeah. Tapi dia ingin dekat dengan Tuhan. Dia ingin dekat dengan sesama. What happened when Jesus went into a temple? And in the temple, he saw Pharisees and what? A tax collector. Siapa yang dibenarkan? Siapa yang dosanya banyak? Tax collector. Siapa yang menyatakan, aku orang berdosa? Tax collector ya. Zacchaeus juga. Zacchaeus. And so, kenapa dia dibenarkan? Apakah karena dosanya itu, betul Bapak, Bapak Jaminten betul sekali, Pak Jaminten is right. The sin of the tax collector maybe is greater. But did Jesus look at the bigness of the sin? Smallness of the sin? Apakah Yesus melihat besarnya dosa dia, kecilnya dosa dia, dari segi kuantitatif, banyaknya dosa dia, kecilnya dosa dia, small sin, big sin, many sin, small sin? Apa yang Yesus lihat? Tuhan, aku orang apa? Berdosa. Aku orang. Lalu Yesus katakan, ini orang ini yang apa? Ok.
diselamatkan, dibenarkan.
So in other words, do not judge others just because they sin differently than what? Than you. Jangan kita menghakimi orang lain, katakan, ah orang berdosa dia, oh, saya lebih kecil dosa saya daripada dia. Just because they sin what? They sin differently.
That's true.
It's related to, according to 1 John, yeah? Yeah, according to 1 John 3, verse 4, is related to our behavior. Dosa itu berhubungan dengan apa ya? Tindakan kita, pelanggaran-pelanggaran kita ya. Dosa adalah pelanggaran akan apa? Sin is transgression of ya, God's law. Now, transgression, lawlessness itu dari kata apa ya? Dari kata Greek-nya onoma, onomia, anomia ya. Kata A, anomia ini, the word A means not, and nomos means law. Without what? Without law. But sin itself, yeah, if the definition of sin is iniquity, disobedience, dosa adalah pelanggaran hukum, kedurakaan, dan ketidaktaatan. Ketidakpenurutan, ya. Yeah. Ketidakpenurutan. Jadi dengan kata lain, when we sin, the transgression, at sin, there is no God. It's not only about the law of God, but as there is no God himself. Seakan-akan Tuhan itu sendiri tidak apa ya? Tidak ada. Kita tidak berada dalam satu ruang lingkup dengan Tuhan. We are not in the same circle with God. In Romans 14, di dalam kitab Roma, Apostle Paul speaks about the problem with the Christian in the Romans, ya? Yeah? In the city of Rome, ya? Yeah? Why? Because the Christian in the city of Rome, they don't want to eat food. They don't want to eat food if the food is not prepared by the Jewish kosher standard. Mereka tidak mau makan kalau makanan itu tidak diatur oleh orang-orang Yahudi yang berdasarkan hukum apa. Ini bukan masalah. The question is not about clean or unclean animals. Ini masalahnya bukan makanan halal atau haram. No. Whether the food is prepared by the Jewish people or not Jewish people. Or, kalau di zaman dahulu, in the Bible time, yeah, if a woman has, I'm sorry, but this is the Bible, what the Bible say, in the time, and at that time, has menstruation, you do not eat the food prepared by that woman. So it is something which is a struggle in the city of Rome, because the Jewish people, we should not eat for the food prepared by the Gentiles. We should not. Haram. Makanan itu. And what did Apostle Paul say? Apostle Paul says in Romans 14:23, But he who doubt is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. Tetapi barang siapa yang bimbang, kalau ia makan, ia telah apa? Dihukum karena ia tidak melakukannya berdasarkan apa? Berdasarkan iman. So here, the definition of faith is in contrast to what? Doubt. So iman itu berlawanan dengan apa? Berlawanan dengan apa? Kebimbangan. And this is the next definition of sin. Yeah? Dan segala sesuatu, for whatever is not from faith, is sin. Okay. Whatever is not from faith is sin. How do you know your faith? How do you know your faith? Just because you have faith, just because you come to church on Sabbath, which is good. People know your faith because you give a tithe and offering, which is good. But that is that faith? What is faith? Percaya, yeah? Can I come to church on Sabbath and yet I don't have faith? Can I give my tithe and offering and yet I do not have faith? Can you work and bring your paycheck to your wife, and yet you don't love your wife or husband? Yeah. So the point is, faith is more than just behavior. Faith is relationship. Iman adalah apa? Hubungan. Faith, percaya artinya apa ya? Faith. I'm not talking about what? Faith is about what? He mentions it. It's about our heart. But go back to the heart. Yeah. Go back to the heart. I can just preach now on every Sabbath. I can preach every night. I can do that with the wrong motive. Yeah. I can do that. Saya dapat berkhotbah. Saya dapat bicara setiap malam dengan apa? Motif yang salah. I can arrange my behavior. I can arrange what I do. Saya dapat mengatur tindakan saya. Saya dapat mengatur supaya saya kelihatan baik di hadapan Anda. So that you can see I'm a good person. I can do that. And yet in my heart, you know, I don't have love towards you. I don't have. You know, if you're talking about behavior, the most group of people in the world that are trained to be well-behaved, yeah, normally, yeah, that people can consider them as the monarch, let's say, Prince Charles. As a king, now king, as a prince before, he was told what to do, what to say, even the monarch, the king or the princess, even to wave their hand, you don't just wave like me like that. No. You have to what? You have to be arranged. Everything that you need to do will be arranged. You have to be trained. The food, you, when you eat with them, they know which spoon first, fork for what. Everything is arranged. The behavior is perfect. Inside must be perfect. But what happened? Why people don't like Prince Charles, or now the King Charles now? Why don't they don't like him? Because they knew what behavior outside, tindakan-tindakannya di luar itu nggak sama dengan apa? Hatinya. Many times he was talking to reporter. Dia bicara dengan reporter. Oh, hi. Lalu dia masuk dalam mobilnya. Pernah dengar lihat itu? He entered his car. And then the microphone is still there, and then he said, I hate that reporter. I hate that reporter. And then he said words toward the reporter. Words toward the reporter. And people can hear because of the microphone. The microphone's still on. Yeah. So can we arrange our behavior, and yet that is not the real us? Yeah. So that's the problem, you know? That's the problem when we look at sin, only the outward behavior, outward thing that we can do, instead of closer relationship with God. So what is sin? Romans 14:23 says, dan segala sesuatu yang tidak berdasarkan iman adalah apa? Adalah dosa. The other meaning of sin is, in the original, is hamartia. Hamartia, yeah? Hamartia means you are missing the mark. You want to shoot something, but what? You don't reach the destination. Yeah. You want to you want to shoot an arrow, but it doesn't reach atau it doesn't the target. Not hitting the target. So why? Why it doesn't hit the target? Why sin is defined as when you want to do something but you don't hit the target. Why? Because in ourselves, we can never hit the target. In ourselves, we can never hit the target. So the word sin, the English old word is iniquity. In, artinya apa itu ya? Di dalam. Iniquity, inside perversity. In the Old Testament, inside perversity, crookedness of the heart. Itu adalah masalah apa? Masalah hati. Kalau orang untuk arrow begitu, konsentrasinya apa ya? Tinggi sekali. Ada lihat orang di Olympic when they want to shoot. You cannot just bakoke. Kalau ada yang bakoke, dia langsung apa ya? Arrow-nya langsung. When somebody's casting and so on, then it will just go here and there. Full concentration. The problem is we don't know even our heart. Our heart bengko-bengko, yeah. So we will never hit the what? Hit the target. Ya, itulah sebabnya. Because we are sinner. we are sinners. So that's why the Bible says in Romans 8 verse 7, sebab keinginan daging adalah apa? Perseteruan terhadap Allah karena ia tidak takluk kepada apa? Hukum Allah. Hal itu memang apa dikatakan? Tidak mungkin. The mind, our heart, governed by the flesh, is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. How can it do so? Or you can, it's impossible. Impossible to arrange your behavior. Of course, outside people will say, oh, you are like Prince Charles, you know how to say, you know what to do, you know what to, whatever you can do. But sooner or later, they will find your heart. Ketahuan hati kita itu di mana. That's why the Bible says what? In Jeremiah 13:23, dapatkah orang Ethiopia apa? Dapatkah orang Ethiopia mengganti kulitnya? Can the Ethiopian change his skin? Atau macan tutul mengubah belangnya? Or the leopard his spots? Masakan kamu dapat berbuat apa? Then may you also do good. Can you do good? The answer is what? Can? No. You cannot. We are accustomed to do evil. Kalau kita sudah terbiasa berbuat kejahatan, you can never do that. You can never do that. Sin is not just what we do or what we do not do. Sin is not just behavior. Dosa bukanlah karena tindakan-tindakan kita. Kita tidak dapat merubah kulit kita. Kita tidak dapat bertahan dengan apa? Hati yang jahat ini. So, sin is more complex than we often what? Orang bilang, saudari sononya. Saudari sononya. Even Apostle Paul, Rasul Paulus katakan, I know what is good. Romans 7. Apostle Paul say, I know what is good, but do I do the good things that I know? No. The thing that I want to do, I don't do. God wants him to do something. Dia, apa yang aku mau perbuat yang sesuai dengan firman Tuhan, aku tidak apa? Aku tidak lakukan. So, pay attention to this. Sin is more complex than we often think. But God so loved the world. We cannot change our skin. We cannot change our behavior. Who can? God. Sin is more complex than we often think. Then the next point that I would like us to focus, that we need to see, that salvation is more complete than we often think. Salvation is more complete. Kasih Allah, the love of God, the salvation that he offered to us is more complete. Many times we want to be a good person. Oh, I remember when I was in high school, saya ingat waktu saya masih di SMA ya, I list all my sin. I really do. I list all my sin. Yeah, I list the thing that I normally do. Oh, I list one by one. And then I say, okay, at the end of the day, let me see how many of these things that I wrote in the morning I have been able to achieve. Saya berhasil untuk apa? Kalah. Waduh. Dua hari saya buat itu, habis itu saya will forget it. I cannot make a list. Why? Because I cannot keep it up with it. Why? I keep doing the same mistake again and again and again. I cannot do that. I cannot do anything on my own. Somebody else need to do it for me. Saya tidak dapat lakukan, hanya orang di luar saya yang dapat apa ya. Lakukan itu. Ada satu buku yang ditulis oleh Ravi Zacharias. Dia seorang apologetik, Christian apologetik yang bernama Ravi Zacharias. Bukunya The Grand Weaver, How God Shaped Us Through the Events of Life. He said like, this is interesting. How he compare our belief. Dia cukup menarik apa yang dia tuliskan tentang kepercayaan kekristenan dengan kepercayaan daripada agama-agama lain. With other religion. He said like this. The Christian faith, simply stated, secara sederhana, mengingatkan kita bahwa masalah mendasar kita bukanlah masalah moral. Anda bersinah, amoral Anda. Anda membunuh, amoral itu. Amoral, 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 amoral. Yeah. But the Christian faith, simply stated, remind us that our fundamental problem is not moral. I'm a good person because I don't commit adultery. I'm a good person because I don't tell a lie. It's not about moral, but rather our fundamental problem is what? Spiritual. Masalah mendasar kita bukanlah masalah moral, melainkan masalah mendasar kita adalah apa? Spiritual. Ya. It katakan, bukan hanya karena kita tidak bermoral. It is not just that are immoral. Kita sudah dari sononya dikatakan kita tidak apa? Kita tidak bermoral. Ya. Kita tidak bermoral. Karena dosa. Ya. It is not just that we are immoral, but that a moral life alone, dia katakan. Tetapi kehidupan moral saja tidak dapat. Moral life alone cannot bridge what separate us from God. Tidak dapat menjembatani apa yang memisahkan kita dari Tuhan. Kalau kita hanya berpikir, satu hari ini saya tidak mau berdusta. Besok saya tidak mau ini. Besok saya tidak mau itu. Dan kita usahakan itu supaya itu tidak terjadi. When we try to do one by one, the sin that we used to commit, we will be what? Disappointed. We will be disappointed. And then he said, disinilah letak perbedaan utama antara agama-agama yang lain yang hanya menekankan moral and the difference with us. Yeah. Herein lies the cardinal difference between the moralizing religions and Jesus offered to us. Yang kita orang Kristen, the Christianity, we receive the offer of Jesus. What is the offer of Jesus? Apa yang Yesus tawarkan? Yeah. Yesus tidak menawarkan untuk apa? Membuat orang jahat menjadi baik? Jesus does not offer to make bad people good, but to make bad people alive. Do you see that? We are not just bad. The truth is, we are dead. We are dead. Kita bukan hanya orang yang buruk. Kita orang yang mati. Bukan hanya orang yang buruk, kita sudah membusuk. Kita sudah apa? Kita sudah mati. Kita sudah harus mati. The wages of sin is death. Nothing you can do. Tidak ada yang dapat kita. But because of that, we see that the great love God has given us. Tawaran kasih Tuhan itu sudah dia berikan. So whoever believe, supaya setiap orang yang percaya, saya yang terus bergumul dengan Tuhan, Tuhan, saya orang berdosa. Pada saat kita berkata, aduh, saya, dosa saya sudah lebih, saya tidak lagi berdosa seperti saudara ini atau apa. Then we are not saved. Yeah. We are not bad people. We are dead people. So the focus truth is that sin is more complex than we often think, but salvation is more complete than we often what? Think. We are not just bad people who needed to be good. We are actually dead people who needed to be resurrected. Kita bukan hanya orang buruk yang butuh untuk menjadi baik, tetapi kita adalah orang mati yang harus di mana? Dibangkitkan. Yang harus dibangkitkan. Jadi kebutuhan kerohanian kita, our spiritual transformation is not behavior manipulation. Bukan supaya orang lain, ini saya lebih baik dari Anda. Kita memanipulasi tindakan kita. No. We need to be resurrected. And that is not something that we can do from our own. Why? Because our heart is wicked. Hati kita dikatakan sudah apa ya? Pembusuk. Jahat. Hati kita jahat. Nobody can. Itulah sebabnya, nothing we can do with our heart. The only thing that can be done with our heart, satu-satunya cara supaya kita dapat diubahkan adalah apa? We do good? No. God give us new heart. Tuhan memberikan kepada kita hati yang apa ya? Hati yang baru. Itulah sebabnya Yeskiel 36 ayat 26 katakan apa? Kamu akan kuberikan apa? Kamu akan kuberikan hati yang baru. Bukan, kamu akan mengusahakan hati yang baru. Karena kita kalau kita ketahuan, when we are in trouble, oh, ketahuan saya, my sin is revealed, my sin is already found out. People found out about me. Orang sudah tahu, ya. Yeah. Let me try. We started like a small child. Kita lah jadi seperti anak kecil. Daddy, let me give it one more chance. Give me one more chance. I will do better next time. I will do better. The point is, as a sinner, we'll never do better. Only God that can give us what? New heart. What else can God can give us? The complete salvation that only what? In Jesus. 1 John 1 verse 9. Jika kita mengaku dosa kita, if we confess our sin, maka ia adalah apa? Ia adalah setia dan sehingga kita akan diampuni. Sehingga kita, fokusnya bukan kita. The focus is not us. But he. Sehingga ia akan apa? Two things he will do. Apa yang dia akan lakukan? Mengampuni segala dosa kita. Mengampuni segala dosa. Orang-orang mesti kasih ingat ya. Mungkin pasangan Anda, teman Anda katanya, dulu kan berdosa ini orang-orang ini, berdosa ini orang-orang ini. Dulu 2 tahun lalu dia ada bikin. But our God is not like that. Dia katakan, ia akan apa? He forgive us our sins and take away the guilt, take away the shame, to cleanse us from what? Dan menyucikan kita. He's doing for us the past, the present, and what? The future. Yeah. He forgive us of our sins in the past and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Dan akan menyucikan kita dari segala apa? Dari segala kejahatan. Yeah. Roma 5 ayat 10. I don't have it here. Roma 5 ayat 10 katakan, Romans 5 verse 10. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by what? By his life. Sebab jikalau kita ketika masih seteru diperdamaikan dengan Allah oleh kematian anaknya, lebih-lebih kita yang sekarang telah diperdamaikan, pasti akan apa? Selamatkan oleh apa? Hidupnya. Are we a sinners? Yes. Apakah saudara dan saya ini orang apa? Berdosa? Oh ya. Pertanyaan berikutnya, apakah saudara dan saya orang yang sudah diselamatkan? Ya. 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 Sedangkan kita waktu masih berdosa, even when we are still yet sinner, Alkitab katakan apa? What did the Bible say? When you were still sinner, Christ died for you. Tuhan telah mati untuk kita, ya. Lebih-lebih sekarang yang telah diperdamaikan. Pas. So much more. Having been reconciled, we shall be saved. Complete. Future-nya itu. Don't ever think, Lord, if you still struggle, ya, as long as you confess. Pada saat kita mengakui dosa kita, kita datang, Tuhan, saya masih berdosa, Tuhan. Confess our sin. Come to him. And be sure that you are saved. Complete salvation has been given. Ibrani, the last text. Complete salvation is given. Ibrani in Hebrews 7:24. Therefore, he is able to what? Save completely. Completely. Karena itu ia sanggup juga menyelamatkan dengan apa? Setengah-setengah. Ia sanggup menyelamatkan dengan sempurna semua orang yang oleh dia datang kepada apa? Kepada Allah. Sebab ia hidup senantiasa untuk apa? Menjadi pengantara mereka. Mari kita ulangi kembali ayat tema kita. Karena begitu besar kasih Allah akan isi dunia ini, sehingga ia mengaruniakan anaknya yang tunggal, supaya barang siapa yang percaya tidak akan apa? Binasa, melainkan beroleh hidup yang kekal. Saya bawa ini dalam nama Yesus.